News, I'm Ben Thomas.
On this vote, the yeas are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed.
The House has passed a bill to fund federal agencies through September. However, Senate prospects are unclear. Republicans will need support from at least 8 Democrats to get the bill to President Trump's desk. Meantime, more federal layoffs coming.
The Education Department plans to lay off over 1,300 of its more than 4,000 employees as part of a reorganization that's seen as a prelude to President Donald Trump's plan to shut down the agency. The layoffs are part of a dramatic downsizing directed by Trump as he moves to reduce the footprint of the federal government. After she was confirmed by the Senate last week, Education Secretary Linda McMahon told employees to brace for profound cuts. The department has now sent an email to employees telling them that the Washington headquarters and regional offices will be closed Wednesday with access forbidden before reopening on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Word of more job cuts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Sources tell AP 10% of the current workforce, more than 1,000 people. President Trump halted his plans to double tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. That was a response to Ontario's premier threatening a 25% tax on electricity exports to the U.S.
It would have been a very bad thing if he did, and he's not going to do that, so I respect that.
Stocks again closed lower on the turmoil. The Trump administration's lifting its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and intelligence sharing. In a joint statement following a lengthy day of talks in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine also said it was open to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia. Federal investigators looking for the cause of the January collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. are recommending a ban on some helicopter flights near Reagan National Airport. 67 people were killed in the accident. This is AP News. Makers of Kentucky bourbon bracing for possible trade war impact.
Victor Yarbrough was getting ready to introduce his Bro Brothers bourbon in New Brunswick and later expand to Ontario and other parts of Canada.
All of a sudden the tariffs are like, well, we're going to put tariffs on you.
The iconic American drink is facing growing demand all over the world. President Trump has postponed tariffs on some imports from Canada. Expansion plans are on hold.
Now we have tariffs today. Tomorrow we don't have tariffs. So now we have some, it's really unpredictable, a lot of uncertainty.
Judy Hollis-Jones with Buzzard's Roost Spirits wants to know why the president would pick on her small business.
Many of the players are, well, like us, we are independently owned.
Some provinces in Canada have taken all American products, including bourbon, off the shelves. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.